Knein shakodesh baruch vaniach tefillin shenama nishma Hashem bimino bezvoa uzel. Bimino zel Torah, bezvoa uzel elo tefillin. Hazal say kavi yachal hakodesh baruch hu puts on tefillin. Amalei rav Nachman ve yitzchak le rav Chiya bar Avin, hani tefillin demori alma maksiv behu. So if Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin, so there too they're going to be four batim, and they're going to be parshios in the batim. What's written in the parshios? So Amalei Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyechad Baretz. Says the Gemara, Mi Mishtabach Kutshe Birchu Vishiv Chayhu the Yisrael. In. That Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels praised when he hears the praises of Klal Yisrael. Kaviyochol, just as a parent feels praised and gratified when they hear someone recounting the praises of their child. So Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that sense of pride in Klal Yisrael. Avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cho espo'er. What's clearly being presented in this Gemara with the metaphor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting on tefillin, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the Parshios and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin all speaking of Shivchayu di Yisrael, is again kaviyachal a certain reciprocity. Our tefillin, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ribono Shalom's tefillin, Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. So it's clear that again, just as kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride, he's proud of his people Yisrael, so too we're supposed to be proud of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, of being a Ben Torah. His Hallelu B'Shem Kodesho, you should be praised because of your connection, because Shem Kodesho is associated with you. If a person has a prestigious professional affiliation, or maybe still at the student level, it's not a professional affiliation. Maybe depending upon the year, if he's in attends a university, which is one of U.S. News' top 50 universities. So a person, rightfully, naturally, understandably, feels a sense of pride. We should be tremendously, immensely proud of being the Ama Nivcha, of being B'nai Torah, of being B'nai Yeshiva. But pride implies that a person has a sense of confidence. Dovra Melech in Tilim Kut Fiyates, among other places, emphasizes Ozlo Eivosh Bahabiti al Kol Mitzvah Secha Vadaba Veido Secha Nevid Melochim Velo Eivosh. A person is not embarrassed because a person has a sense of confidence. A sense of confidence, a sense of conviction in Torah, in truth of Torah. A person can comply with mitzvahs HaTorah. A person can comply with the Torah's practical mandate, but not necessarily feel that deep, profound sense of conviction and confidence in the truth of Torah. The Rambam writes that what Tomim Tiyah Mashem Elokecha means is not only that we practically comply, but the sense of being Tomim, complete, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that not only with our bodies we comply, but with our minds and with our heart, we're convinced of the truth of Torah. Perhaps every generation deals with the challenge. Ours certainly does. We live surrounded by people who don't necessarily, perhaps because they don't have the background, they don't have the sensitivity, they don't have the education, for whatever reason, but we live often and we encounter people who don't understand or appreciate Torah teachings and values. And of course, the response should be to try to help them understand, to try to enlighten them, to try to sensitize them, but never with a sense of being defensive, never with a sense of being apologetic. Whatever the issue or issues may be that people don't understand, don't appreciate, that people feel out of sync, a person always has to hold his head high in speaking directly, simply, honestly, what the truths of Torah are. In the workplace, a person shouldn't look to downplay who he is, what he is, what he stands for. Not to be ostentatious, not to be confrontational, not to be aggressive, but a person shouldn't be looking to hide who he is, what he is, what he stands for. The Yarmulke shouldn't be any smaller in the workplace. If one's minig and one's kabbalah is that one wears one's tzitzis out, they should be out. One should be proud of who one is, of what one is. Proud and confident. This is true of one's connection, one's association with Torah and Avodas Hashem b'chlal. But it's also true and should be felt and experienced with regard to one's connection to one's individual masorah. Within Torah, there are different legitimate drachim. Not everything which people package as a legitimate derech is necessarily so. But even after filtering that out, of course it's the case that there are that there are different drachim within Avodas Hashem. And within Avodas Hashem, people have different masoras with much, much in common, but also with differences, also with individuality. And that same sense of pride, to use 19th century categories, one can have a masora of the Balei Amusa. One can have a masora, a misnagdish masora, not from the Balei Amusa. One can have a chasidish masora. And whatever one's masora, that same sense of his hallelu, and that same sense of Oslo Evosh, the sense of pride, the sense of confidence, one should have that in one's derech that and masora that one receives. And that's true when we update the descriptions and the characterizations to Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Again, there are different legitimate drachim within Avodas Hashem, and that sense of confidence and that sense of pride is one that we should feel and again, not announce, but it should just naturally be apparent. A person has a sense of confidence, and a person has a sense of pride. One sees it in his demeanor. One sees a sense of comfort with himself and his life. When this sense of confidence and this sense of pride are present, it translates into, and it generates a sense of simcha. Yisaladu b'shem kodsho yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. The Magid Mishnah, in commenting on the Rambam's famous words at the end of Hilchos Lulav, where the Rambam writes, HaSimcha sheyismach odom ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah uba'avos ha-kel she-tziva bahen avodah gedolahi. It's a very great and central expression of avodas Hashem that a person experiences a sense of simcha in fulfilling mitzvahs, a sense of simcha associated with the Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu who commanded the mitzvahs. Iker HaDavar Hu, says the Magid Mishnah, she'ein roi la'odom lasos ha-mitzvah mitzad she'ein chova olav v'hu muchrach v'onos v'asiyosan. A person can do mitzvahs, but he can do mitzvahs begrudgingly. He can do mitzvahs insecurely. He can do mitzvahs without a sense of pride and fulfillment. Elechayev la'asosan v'hu sameach b'asiyosan. But the correct posture, the correct modality of a life of Torah and mitzvahs is that a person has a sense of simcha in fulfilling mitzvahs and has this deep-seated conviction, v'yasa hatov mitzad shehu tov, and he does good knowing that what the Torah identifies as tov is, of course, in fact, the real and only ultimate tov. V'yivchah be'emes, and a person chooses what the Torah identifies as emes, mitzad shehu emes, because it's true. When we approach Torah and mitzvahs with that attitude, again, that sense of confidence, of pride, which generates a sense of simcha, so then, yokol be'enov tochon. So then, what can otherwise seem arduous and what can otherwise be enervating, it becomes easy, and on the contrary, it becomes energizing. V'yovin ki l'chach notzo. And a person will understand, oh, I discovered what life is about. I recognize the purpose for which I was created, l'shamesh eskono. Ukshahu osa masha niva bishvilo. And when a person is living for that purpose for which he was created, yismach v'yogil, then he can truly rejoice. Lefisha simchas sh'or dvorim tluya b'dvorim b'telim she'enon kayomim. Everything else which masquerades as simcha really is linked to things which are ephemeral and transient. Aval hasimcha ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos u'belimidas ha-torah v'ha-chochma. But the simcha that a person has in fulfilling mitzvahs in Talmud Torah, hi ha-simcha ha-mitzvos. This is the genuine and enduring simcha. As the countdown, or up, as the case may be, to Shavuos continues, We look to be mekabel Torah not only with a sense of obedience, kabbalas ol mitzvahs and kabbalas ol malchus shamayim in that sense, but with a sense of confidence in amito shel Torah, a sense of pride in Hissalalu B'Shem Kodesho and an overwhelming sense of Simcha.